Chapel broadcast, a message of hope and inspiration. Join us on a journey of spiritual growth, power, and authority as we explore the depths of faith and navigate the complexities of life. Join Manuel Whitechapel as we seek guidance, wisdom, and direction of God's Word. Let's walk together in the light of love and understanding. Manuel Whitechapel, where every life is celebrated with dignity and respect. And now, today's Voice of Empowerment by Dr. Emmanuel Mitchell.
Beloved, today, we gather to explore a profound and a life-altering truth found in the pages of Scripture, which is redeemed from darkness. There are many times as children or as Christians, we go through certain things, but the Lord is able to deliver us out. The Scripture, which is the reality of being redeemed from darkness, this theme resonates deeply within the Christian faith, offering hope and transformation to everyone who has felt the weight of sin and despair. Our focus will be on how God and His great love brings us out of darkness into His marvelous light. As stated in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which tells us that, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called out of darkness into His marvelous light." In our time today, we will consider three key aspects of this theme: the nature of darkness and the power of redemption, and the call to live in the light. Let us delve into God's Word and allow it to illuminate in our hearts and our mind. Now let us look at the nature of darkness. To understand what it means to be redeemed from darkness, we must first examine the nature of the darkness itself. Darkness is often symbolic in Scripture, representing sin, despair, separation from God, and many other things. In John chapter 1, verse 5, it states that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This verse indicates a battle between darkness and where the darkness is unable to extinguish the light of Christ. Sometimes there are certain types of darkness that we have to look or delve into. Then we look, or first of all, we look at the spiritual darkness. And spiritual darkness can sometimes encompass a life without Christ, devoid of hope and purpose. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 reminds us, "For what one time we are darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord." This verse indicates that our natural state before encountering Christ is one of spiritual blindness and disconnection from God. The world around us, immorality, greed, and sometimes selfishness can draw us into this darkness, leading us to dark choices that ultimately lead to brokenness. Emotional and psychological darkness Darkness can also manifest in our emotions and in our minds. Anxiety, depression, fear, hopelessness often shroud individuals, making them feel isolated or isolated and alone. Perhaps you felt overwhelmed by the pressures of life. It is in this moment that the enemy seeks to ensnare or trap us in a place of despair, whispering lies that are unworthy of love and unable to escape our circumstances. Yet in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 proclaims that God will provide a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of faint spirit. Sometimes darkness can also be relational. Relational darkness also seeps into our relationships. Sin can create rifts and division among families, friends, and communities. The lack of forgiveness, bitterness, and unresolved conflict can lead us into a pit of darkness. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 or verse 31 to 32 encourages us that let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from us, along with all malice, but be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as Christ or God gave Christ to forgive us. Our relationship can become a reflection of God's light when we embrace forgiveness and grace. Sometimes when you look at forgiveness, or when you look at forgiveness itself, forgiveness is very much important in the kingdom of God. Or forgiveness is very much important for your walk in God. Having established the nature of darkness, let us move to the incredible power of redemption that is available to us through Christ. Redemption is not just a theological term. It is an action of being saved from sin or error, or from the devil. And it is an act of divine grace. Sacrifice of Christ, which has become the foundation of our redemption, rest in the sacrificial death and the resurrection of Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, Paul writes that he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom he has redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This transfer signifies more than power, or signifies a change in location, and sometimes it represents a radical transformation of identity and purpose. We are no longer defined by our past or the darkness around us, but by the light of Christ within us. When you look at the role of faith, redemption requires active participation through faith. Romans 10 verse 9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. This act of faith is essential in receiving the grace of God. It requires humility and the acknowledgement that we cannot save ourselves, but we rely entirely on Jesus' finished work on the cross. The work of the Holy Spirit, after the redemption of the Holy Spirit, empowers us to live as children of light. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14 states that in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, believed in him, we were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it. The Holy Spirit transforms our hearts, guiding us into truth, helping us to overcome the darkness that we seek to pull out back. Sometimes there are a lot of testimonies we go through, but throughout church history, we see countless testimonies of individuals who have experienced the powerful redemption from the Apostle Paul, who went from persecuting Christians, becoming one of the most fervent apostles, to many modern stories of addiction, abuse, hopelessness, turned around through the faith in Christ. Each of these testimonies echoes the truth that darkness does not have the final say. It is a call unto us to live in darkness, and having been redeemed from darkness, we have a responsibility and a privilege to live in the light and to reflect the love and the grace of God in our lives. Living under or living out of our identity as Christians, we are called to embody our identity as the children of light. This means our actions, our words, our thoughts should align with those who are in Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16 states that you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let the light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Living in the light means that being an agent of hope, being an agent of truth, being an agent desperately in need in the world. One has to share the message of redemption, that when we are called to share the message of redemption with others, the gospel is not just meant to be a secret. It is a powerful truth that brings freedom. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, Paul says that all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is in Christ, God, who reconciled the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against them. But we have the privilege to be ambassadors of Christ, inviting others out of darkness and into the light. I want you to believe that Christ died for your salvation. Christ died for you to be redeemed. Christ died for you to have hope. It does not matter that what you found yourself into. It does not matter the kind of situation and the kind of things that you are going through. I have come to assure you and to give you hope that it does not matter what you are going through. Christ is the answer. Christ is your deliverer. Christ is the one to turn your situation around. It does not matter the kind of sin that you are indwell or the kind of sin that has encapsulated your spirit, your soul, and your body. God is always on the edge to redeem man from the grave, to redeem man from sin, to redeem man from every bondage. And I've come to declare and give you hope that it does not matter how long your situation has been, the Lord is available to give you redemption. The Lord is available to turn things around. The Lord is available to bring things into a standstill. Your relationship with God is going to be renewed. Your relationship with God is going to turn around. Your relationship with God is going to be a good and a bright thing. It does not matter how long, and it does not matter the intensity of your sin. God does not deal with us based on our intensity of our sin or the kind of things that we go through. But I have come to tell you that it does not matter the intensity of your affliction. It does not matter the intensity. If only you will realize that you need Christ. If only you will realize and position your mind in a place or in a state of being redeemed by God. I want you to encourage one another. And I want you to understand that living in the light also entails supporting and lifting one another from the body of Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25 urges us to consider how to stir up one another with love and good works, not neglecting to meet one another. And as the habit of some, but encouraging one another in every way and drawing one another to the kingdom of God. We need one another in this journey of redemption. And I want you to understand that you can shine and you are encouraged to walk in faith and move in a path of redemption. I want you to be vigilant. Sometimes there are things that draws us back from being redeemed. These things can sometimes be negative influences, and they can sometimes be spirit, or they can sometimes be physical or bodily manipulation and bodily influence. And I pray that may every enemy, and I pray that may every situation that is not of God holding you back from being redeemed, let that thing be bound. Let that thing be frustrated. Let that thing be dethroned. Let any sin, oh Lord, that has encapsulated you, that has held you bound, that is frustrating you on every side, and any spirit and any personality that is using any opportunity and any vessel to prevent you from being redeemed, let that thing break this night. Let that thing break forth in the name of Jesus. Let that thing, oh Lord, not stand. Let that thing be crushed in the name of Jesus. Let that thing not speak in the blood of Jesus. By the authority of the power of the name of Jesus, we declare that let every influence be broken. We declare that let the power of darkness against your life be adulterated, be quenched, be rebuked in the name of Jesus. Zika do salavada makudesa ikadu lubriinte mashudili ikadosa libadu ikado ramanda ikade selevanda paduli ikiada. Let that thing pave way for you to be redeemed. Let that thing be arrested for you to be redeemed. Let that thing be sabotaged for you to be redeemed. We declare, may you escape, O Lord, from the dwelling of darkness. May you never sit in the darkness in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that once upon a time, Peter was jailed and he was in prison, and there were fetters of iron that had surrounded him, that was resisting his redemption, or that was resisting him from fleeing. But the Bible makes me understand that a light penetrated into the prison when intercession was made for him or on his behalf. But the Bible makes us understand that the gate got open by the light of the Lord. The chains got removed. And the Bible said that Peter came out. We pray and we declare you coming out of every imprisonment. We pray that you come out of every prison. We pray that you come out from every darkness. Anything that is not of God, but then has held you bound and has kept you into a situation and into a place. Let that thing be broken this day. Let that thing be broken this day. We declare, let that thing be broken under the supreme power and authority of the Most High. Let that thing be broken. Let that thing give up on you. Let that thing give up on you. Let that thing give up on you. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you shall march forth. We declare that you shall progress. We declare that you shall escape every darkness. That darkness is not your portion. That darkness, you never inherit it. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the Spirit of God that gives us light, we pray that the Spirit of God that teaches us, O Lord, and that makes us walk in the path of righteousness, shall make you walk in the path of righteousness, that make you walk in the path of righteousness, that you be sinless, that you may know the Lord and know his word and know his understanding and truth, that no weapon, that no influence of the darkness of the kingdom shall prevail over you or shall pursue you. In the name of Jesus, I want you to believe in the gospel of God. I want you to understand in the gospel of God that no power has dominion over you, that no spirit reigns supreme over you, that no cloud shall bring you or shall engulf you in darkness. We pray, and as I see chains breaking, may every chain around you break. May every situation around you break. Whatever that you are battling with in life, we declare that thing broken in the name of Jesus. We declare that you shall walk a walk of redemption. You shall walk a walk of freedom. You shall walk a walk of liberation. We declare the presence of God. We declare the Spirit of God. We pray that may the Lord be with you. We pray that may the hand of the Lord make his face shine upon you. That may the hand of the Lord grant you peace in the name of Jesus. We pray and declare that this day, that may you be vigilant against every form of darkness. Darkness of lesbianism, darkness of masturbation, darkness of jealousy, darkness of wickedness, darkness of witchcraft, it shall not engulf you. Darkness of sabotage, you will not walk in a life of sabotage in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall sabotage you, not the kingdom of darkness. You will not dwell in any situation of darkness. We pray that may you be vigilant as you walk. No personalities, nor group, nor nothing shall lure you. That may you be as wise and as vigilant to see the kind of darkness the adversary will constantly position or cast over you. It is my prayer that the Lord will be for you. It is my prayer that you will walk and you will be placed in a state of vigilance and to pull down every darkness For our old selves, we may try to resurface, and the enemy will also attempt to sow seeds of wickedness, to sow seed and cast doubt and fear. But then I want you to understand that the word of the Lord is yea and amen. And Ephesians tells us that in chapter 6, verse 10 to 11, it wants us to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. But we should put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We must also immerse ourselves in prayer, in scripture, and in community to resist the temptation and live victoriously in Christ. My brothers and sisters, as I come to the end of my sermon, it is my prayer and that I remind you that we have been redeemed from darkness through the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. This redemption is not only free for us from the power of sin, but also invites us into a new identity and a purpose as children of the light. Let us embrace this truth, allowing it to transform our life, that we may live, that we may love, and prevail in the world. As we reflect on God's incredible gift of redemption, let us share the light with those around us, becoming beacons of hope in our world, undershadowed by darkness. And may our life testify of the goodness of the Lord, that we may dwell in the land of the living, unhurt and unbroken. We pray that may the Father in heaven redeem you, preserve you, empower you, strengthen you, and equip you with authority and power to overcome the wiles of the enemy. And we declare that no spirit shall prevail over you. I tell you today that you are a champion. You are a warrior. You are supreme. No weapon that is lifted against you to sabotage your redemption shall prosper. No spirit has dominion over you, because Christ in you, the hope of glory. Stay blessed, and thank you very much for listening and hearing the word of God. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord position you into a place of righteousness, a place of grace, that you may fully enjoy the grace and the favor of God, that you may completely walk in the light of God, unhurt and unbroken, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Or info@manuelwhitechapel.org. You can also